Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. So let's turn to our friend Tucker Carlson. He is the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend.
Hey, Tucker, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so if I were to sum up where we are in the campaign right now, polls tend to show some momentum on Trump's part. The polls seem to be tightening, and some polls even have him ahead. And on the other side of the equation, we have somebody who's disappeared from the campaign, canceled a fundraiser yesterday, and apparently will only be seen once between now and the upcoming debate. What's going on?
Trump is winning. That's what's going on. And the obvious caveat is Trump could set himself on fire tomorrow. I mean, and is fully capable of doing that and could change the direction of the race. But as of right now, as you said, I mean, look at the 10 or 11 swing states. Where's the momentum? In almost every one, it's on Trump's side, which is, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's yet another reminder. Well, this is a guy who was selling vodka and foreign-made neckties a year ago, and now he's beating the best finance presidential campaign ever mounted by anybody, run by the most famous woman in the world. Also, by the way, the most admired woman in the world. And he's going to beat her, all things being equal. And it just shows you if you run on something, it helps. It's better than running on nothing, which is what she's been doing for the last year.
It is remarkable when you consider, and I just saw this statistic, I can't remember the exact number, but I mean the vast majority of the money, and she's raised a lot of money, but the vast majority of the money she's been raised has been plunged into ads that are being run in the swing states, and she's losing ground.
Well, because what could you learn about Donald Trump that would change your mind about him? I mean, if he was caught having breakfast with Satan at the Four Seasons this morning, would you really say, oh, that's it, I'm not voting for him? I mean, people are not voting for Trump because they believe he's a good person. They don't believe he's a good person. They're voting for him for two reasons. They agree on the issues, and he's not the one who screwed up America. I mean, just to remind you, Trump is not the one who invaded Iraq or bailed out the banks with taxpayer money or tanked the housing market or killed Gaddafi or imported tens of thousands of crazy people into Minnesota. I mean, he just didn't, you know what I mean? Like, whatever his faults, however unattractive his personal life might be, he doesn't have a decades-long track record of failure that hurt America, and his opponent does, and so does the entire ruling class in D.C. So it's really a question of compared to what.
And speaking of that ruling class in D.C., Tucker, here we are 48 days out from Election Day, and I got to ask, where has the Never Trump crowd gone?
Well, I mean, they've gone to Hillary, and some of them are, you know, flat out working for Hillary, obviously. So, you know, people you know in D.C.
Yeah. But in May,
most of them have sort of, like, look.
We were told in May that they were going to loom so large and splinter the party, and Trump didn't stand a chance, and this was the destruction of the Republican Party.
What's so interesting, and in the many books that are written on this, I hope someone makes this point, they never, for people who were in charge of a political party, they had a tiny constituency. That's the amazing thing. Political parties are supposed to represent the views of their voters. That's the only reason we have them. And yet the people who ran the Republican Party turned out to have no real voters. They were talking entirely to each other. Now, I agree with some of the things that they believe in. And I know them all, and they're all, you know, nice people, and I'm nothing personal or anything like that. But just as a philosophical matter, you can't run a political party unless you understand what your actual voters think. It's a democracy.
Yeah.
So, like, when Bob Kagan wakes up one morning and is like, wait a second, you know, Trump is terrible, I'm supporting Hillary, it's like, yeah, because maybe you agreed with her all along, actually.
You know, the Gallup organization, they do some very interesting polling from time to time. And one of the things that they've done is that they've taken a core of people who are going to support Hillary and a core of people who are going to support Trump, and they ask them some interesting questions. And then they take their responses and they try to determine what are the words that are most often used by the public to describe the candidates. And it's fascinating when you look at the responses. In Trump's case, speech was the number one word. I don't know why. But president, well, he wants to be president, so to have that be one of the things that pops up, not a bad thing. Immigration, of course, that's his key issue. And Mexico, that's one of the things you might expect would pop up. Here's what came up for Hillary. Email, which, of course, is the big scandal. The word scandal itself comes up, the word lie, and then pneumonia. If I look at those things, and I'm pretty troubled if I'm Hillary Clinton, and those are the words being used most often to describe me. Email, lie, scandal, pneumonia.
Yeah, but see, they didn't think it was a problem because they didn't think they were going to have to run on Hillary Clinton. They were running purely on Trump. They thought this whole election was going to be a referendum on Trump's character. And by the way, if the election turns out to be that, she will win. Mm. But in the end, issues kind of arose, and voters said, well, wait a second, you know, yeah, he's a bad guy and everything, but what about my concerns? You're still not addressing them.
Yeah. Tucker, speaking of issues that have arisen, you were in New York covering Fox and Friends weekends, which you do such a great job on. It's so good to have you on that curvy couch. But this weekend, you had to cover the bombing in New York City Sunday morning. Tell me about what that was like to cover it, and also how you think this issue, terrorism, is going to affect this campaign. Because smart money in town thinks, oh, well, terrorism, that means Hillary, with her experience, she's going to be the choice.
Yeah, I mean, for my part, we were on early. I was walking back from dinner the night before on Sixth Avenue when the bomb went off. It was not clear what was going on. Obviously, something was going on, and it was not clear throughout our show really what was happening. What was clear, though, is that the only people who had any information, any real information, were lying, because they always do. Hmm. So they downplay this or that threat because they don't want to, you know, they don't trust you with the information because they think that you're hysterical and stupid. And so they use these euphemisms, and the net effect is to make you more anxious because you know that they're not giving you the straight story. And so Mayor de Blasio, and it wasn't just de Blasio, it was Hillary Clinton, by the way, who once worked with de Blasio,
yeah.
You know, all telling you, you've got nothing to worry about, it's not a big deal. And again, people sort of know, they may not know what the actual facts are, but they can tell when you're lying to them. And our leaders always lie to us about this stuff. And so that was the first thing I noticed. And the second thing I noticed was that when Trump stood up, I was like, well, wait a second, you know, we've got all this terror in a place that had no terror 20 years ago. Maybe our immigration policy has something to do with it. Everyone jumps up on the left to say, well, you have no right to say that. Like, and it raises the philosophical question, do you have a right to weigh in on who lives in your neighborhood? Do you have any control over your own life at all? It is supposed to be a democracy, right? So, like, they move people in your neighborhood and you have no say in it? Why is that okay?
All right, so we learned yesterday that Ivanka Trump is getting Secret Service coverage. And that means she now has a Secret Service code name, which we've learned is Marvel. And then we learned by looking that we now know all of the Secret Service code names. Trump is Mogul and Hillary is Evergreen. And so we were asking earlier, you know, don't we need a new Secret Service code name for these two? Because after all, it's supposed to be a secret service code name, isn't it? But everybody knows it. So if you had to rename and give them new Secret Service code names, Hillary and for Trump, what would they be?
I guess Trump's would be Florid.
Florid.
And he'll Florid. He's just Florid. He's just like a.
I have never heard a human being, let alone a man, described as Florid.
He is but so yes. Florid. And I would say of Hillary. Grim. Yeah, just grim. Just like, you know, just do it. You know what I mean? Just gut it out.
Tucker, your Secret Service code name is Cha Cha Cha.
Yeah, there you go.
Because of your ill-fated performance on Dancing with the Stars, where unlike Rick Perry, you were eliminated. Right? Did you see Rick Perry celebrating last night when he made the cut?
I've never watched the show before or since, but I knew he was. The guy's an athlete, and he's a charming guy.
Yeah, but he had the lowest scores. But you should have seen his jubilant reaction when he made the cut last night. It is pure ecstatic joy.
You would have thought he won
joy.
The nomination or
yeah,
something.
Really, yeah, really, exactly. Yeah.
He's a happy man.
All right, Tucker.
Only win this year. Let's face it.
Yeah, all right, Tucker. Thank you so much. It's good to have you on the show.
Thomas.